Israel is annoyed at the British government in particular for another reason. Britain has just issued new food labeling guidelines. They allow retailers to make a distinction between produce from Palestinians in the occupied West Bank and produce grown in Israeli West Bank settlements. The British government says it's just responding to consumer demand, but Israel isn't buying it. The World's Carol Hills has more.
Currently in Britain, the label on West Bank produce says just that, produce of the West Bank. The new guidelines give British retailers the option of labeling their West Bank fruits and vegetables Palestinian produce or Israeli settlement produce. This is not sitting well with many Israelis. Yigal Palmore is an Israeli government spokesman.
We have expressed our concern and our disappointment to the British government. We think that this really means caving into pro-Palestinian and anti-Israel groups who have demanded just that.
Britain's Department for the Environment, Food and Rural Affairs released the new guidelines. No one from the department was available for comment today, but in a statement released yesterday, Minister Hilary Benn said, "Importers, retailers, NGOs and consumers have asked the government for clarity over the precise origin of products from the occupied Palestinian territories." She went on to say, "The label West Bank does not allow consumers to distinguish between goods originating from Palestinian producers and goods originating from illegal Israeli settlements." But she did add that Britain opposes boycotts of Israeli goods. Ben Moxham supports the government move. He's with Britain's Trades Union Congress, a labor union umbrella group.
Firstly, under the Geneva Convention, it is illegal to profit from occupied land where you are the occupier. So there's a sound legal argument to actually ban these goods. The British government is not going that far. What it is providing clarity for consumers.
But Israeli government spokesman Yigal Palmore says the optional labeling could lead to a boycott of Israeli goods and that Britain is singling out Israel.
Why doesn't the British government advise to label all products from around the world according to their exact region of origin? Because I'm not revealing anything new here. There are scores of conflictive areas and regions around the world about which consumers may be concerned. This measure is singling out Israel, so it's definitely political and not just a concern about the information that consumers may want to have.
But not everyone in Israel is concerned. The proposed new labels don't worry Israel Medet at all. He's a spokesman for the Yesha Council, which represents Israeli settlers. He believes Israel is known for quality and that British consumers are discerning.
It definitely is a political decision and is also a consumer decision. If in anything, the advancements made by indigenous Arabs in this area in the field of agriculture is probably only due to the fact that Israel is administering the territories and has given them much know-how and technical advancement. However, I would presume that if indeed consumers in Britain are forced to know from where the goods are coming from, I'm willing to take a gamble that they will be buying our products, because I think that they have a better chance of getting more for their pound sterling in all sorts of ways.
Those West Bank products range from fruits and vegetables to metals and plastics. For The World, I'm Carol Hills.